George Lipsitz, a professor of history and American studies at the University of Minnesota, has just written a book that examines how pop culture has shaped America's collective memory since the end of World War II. Critic Maureen Corrigan has a review of Time Passages.
My dream job would be to hold the Babalu Professorship of I Love Lucy Studies at a major university. To me, the Lucy Show is as rich a commentary on gender relations in the 1950s as Betty Friedan's feminine mystique. I think George Lipsitz would agree. Lipsitz is part of an exciting new generation of scholars who are rescuing TV shows, B-movies, rock music, and pulp fiction from the dustbin of history. He writes that the most important facts about people and about societies have always been encoded within the ordinary and the commonplace. Time Passages is an academic press book, but don't be scared off. Lipsitz quickly recovers from his occasional lapses into jargon. The book opens with a politically savvy and very funny discussion of the ethnic working-class comedies that were popular during TV's golden age. Shows like The Life of Riley, Amos and Andy, Life with Luigi, The Goldbergs, and I Remember Mama. Lipsitz claims that these comedies legitimized the new consumer hedonism of the 50s for a generation still haunted by ghosts of the Depression and the Second World War. When Molly Goldberg criticized her daughter-in-law's plan to buy a washing machine on installment, she spoke for those Americans who had never bought anything unless they had the cash in hand. But when Molly's children eventually convinced her that living above our means is the American way, viewers were reassured that uncontrolled shopping was moral, even patriotic. These shows always presented new commodities as the solutions to domestic problems. When Chester Riley took Peg out to a fancy restaurant, or Ralph Cramden bought Alice a new mop, peace was restored. But Lipsitz says that TV also criticized the new consumer culture. Ralph Cramden's weekly threats to send Alice to the moon if she didn't stop mocking his get-rich-quick schemes dramatized some of the tensions within a nuclear family bent on spending money. And characters like Luigi, Molly, and Amos and Andy, who were on the margins both ethnically and economically, were often suspicious of mainstream values. Finally, work on these shows was never depicted as a satisfying end in itself. Characters regarded their jobs as exhausting trade-offs of their time for the money to buy new products that they wouldn't have the leisure to enjoy. The exception to this attitude was Ed Norton, whose enthusiasm for his job as a sewer worker on The Honeymooners identified him as a hopeless sap. Time Passages also discusses the music of Los Lobos, film noir, Mardi Gras ritual, and the novels of Japanese-American John Okada and Native American Leslie Marmon Silko. Although Lipsitz has a fan's enthusiasm for all of these forms, he's careful not to romanticize popular culture. At their worst, he says, TV shows, songs, books, and movies perform the dirty work of the state. But at their best, they retain memories of the past and challenge the inequities of the present. Time Passages should convince anybody who still thinks that high culture is the key to understanding history that sometimes sideshows are the main event.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. Time Passages by George Lipsitz is published by the University of Minnesota Press.